for his word. Father, we thank you for your word that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank you that all scripture is God-breathed and inspired, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in your righteousness. Amen. All right, so we are trying to wrap up this series on why be equipped, and we started talking about the gifts themselves, and again, I don't want to rush it, but we will probably be moving a little bit faster this time around at this point. We talked about the first two gifts, but let's go ahead and review 1 Corinthians 12. That's where we're coming from. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit, how the Spirit reveals himself, how God reveals himself in different ways, is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given words of wisdom through the Spirit, another word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing each one individually as he wills. And again, as you might be tired of hearing me say this, but the gifts of the Spirit go hand in hand with the fruit of the Spirit. When those two things are working together, and for those, just to refresh your memory, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience or long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When we are allowing that character to come alongside the heart of what God is doing, the manifestation, that's a force to be reckoned with. That's the way God intended for us to use it. So we talked on last time words of wisdom and words of knowledge, and if you missed that, I encourage you to listen to it on our podcast, on the website. But so I want to get right into faith as the next one. Scripture says, if you lack faith, pray and ask for more, which coincides with everything else in Scripture that also says, or principles in Scripture that say, ask and it'll be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. You have not because you've asked not. Where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing and believing, right? That's what we're told in Scripture. How do we receive that faith? How do we know? That's the Holy Spirit. And that comes from just accepting Christ. That's how we come to know that Christ is real. We may know nothing about him, but man, something in my heart is tugging me and telling me this is real. So we receive and then we begin to grow. Now this kind of faith is not what I just talked about. This comes with the Holy Spirit. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit that comes after we receive the Holy Spirit. Remember, everything in the kingdom, everything of God is received. Nothing is ever earned. It's received. You just have to be willing to accept it. Okay? So, there are people in churches with faith that Jesus is the Son of God. There are people not in churches who believe Jesus is the Son of God. But they're not walking with this gift of faith. What this gift of faith, it's a supernatural increase of faith from the Spirit. Supernaturally trusts and does not doubt in a specific situation. So this gift comes when we are in a specific situation and the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to pour this into you. It's not going to make any sense. You're in a circumstance that everyone, everything around you is saying, there is no way this can happen. And in the flesh, you're worried, you're nervous. But then all of a sudden, the presence of God comes over you. And you're just, whoa, okay. God's going to take care of this. He got it covered. He's a man. He knows what he's doing. You know? It just comes over you and you'll know it's peace. And you just go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to speak it out. Because when I speak it out, I declare it in faith. Okay? So I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to say, yes, Lord, I trust you in this situation. I believe in you in this situation. My hope is in you, not in anything else. I mean, if you look at in the Old Testament, and you see, especially, I've been going through the book of Samuel, and you see when Saul was chasing King David, and how one minute, I mean, this was before David became king, and Saul knew he was the heir apparent to him as king, and so he's been chasing him around to kill him, and David is scared. He's running at times, and he's, you know, crying in caves. But then all of a sudden, you read how the Holy Spirit hit him, and boom, he's writing some amazing things and declaring his faith. That's a supernatural presence of God, just giving him that peace to declare that situation. You know, I will never forget, you know, for me, many years ago, when I was going through my divorce and my ex-wife said I would never see my son again, I had no legal right because I hadn't adopted him legally at that point. Raised him since he was 6 months old, but I didn't adopt him at that point, and I was told I had no right, I would never see him again. Everyone in the world said I need to just bow down to the wishes that she had so that I can see him. But the Holy Spirit kept saying no. Even the courts, the lawyers, anybody outside this church told me, just do it. You're never going to see him otherwise. The Holy Spirit told me, just trust me. You stay true to me and have peace. And long story short, God did it. He did what every human being in this world, even the circumstance itself, called it not to be done that way. But God did it. I can't explain it. I won't try to explain it other than it's God. But it was that faith that came over me that just, you can do it. And this is before I was walking in the gifts of the Spirit like this, like I am today. His grace was upon me in this thing. And it can be on any one of us. It's that supernatural thing for that specific moment where nothing makes sense, but God says, just chill. I got this. You be faithful and I'll take care of it. Gift of healing. Now, you know what? Before that, let me just release this gift of faith. Would you just put yourself in the receiving position right now? Yeah. Lord, you know every struggle we've gone through. You know right now what we're going through that we have deemed in our minds as hopeless and impossible. And we ask ourselves, how can this happen? Whether it's financial, it's personal and other matters, it's family, it's work-related, whatever it may be. So in the name of Jesus, I just release that spirit of truth and peace and release supernatural faith in everyone here, specific situation, Father, to take us to that place where we are resting and being still and knowing you are God in this right here, right now, whatever it may be, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Can't wait to hear testimonies about this. And when you get them, please let us know. Gift of healing. Well, most of us grew up laughing, if we didn't grow up in a Pentecostal church, and discrediting when we hear healers on TV. Well, I'm here to tell you, he's real, and most of us in this church know this. God heals, but here's the thing. It's not a one-man or one-woman show. These gifts of the Spirit is for anyone and everyone who receives them. Okay? That includes the ability to pray for healing. Let's understand something. God didn't say, pray for the sick and hope they get healed. He said, pray for healing. So when we pray, remember that whole expectation thing? When I go to pray for you, I don't care if you have the faith to be healed or not. I know where my faith is. And I know who my God is that I have my faith in. And I know who my God is that gave me His Spirit in me that comes along with this gift of healing where I can pray and believe and declare and know you will be healed. And if for some reason that healing doesn't take place, that's not my problem. That's, as long as I do my part, that's on God. And God will take care of it one way or another. But I am going to press into it. I'm going to press into it. And most of you know in this church how we pray for healing. Really quick steps. And if you're taking notes, you need to write them down. You interview somebody. What's going on? What's hurting? Have you been to a doctor? You ask them questions so you know how to pray. Once they tell you, you listen to the Holy Spirit. And you ask the Holy Spirit, all right, how should I be praying for this thing right now? For healing. And He'll tell you. We talked about words of knowledge. He'll reveal it through those various means of words of knowledge. Then you pray. He may tell you to pray the blood of Jesus by His stripes, pray Scripture, declare Scripture over it, and declare healing over it. Or He might say, command the bone to set in place. Command the blood to start flowing as it should. Command the pain to go away. Then after you pray, you ask them to test it out. On a scale of 1 to 10, if it was a 10 before we prayed, where is it now? So we pray. And if they say, well, it's a 5 now, or a 6 or a 7, we give God glory for the work He's done already. Give Him credit for it, because that builds faith. Then we say, all right, let's pray again. Let's keep going. And we keep praying till it's done. Or till the Holy Spirit says, okay. Because sometimes there are elements of healing that will happen in days to come. It may not 100% be done today. But you follow that same process. But this is the gift of God working through us. Now, I'm just going to really touch on this, but if there's no healing, then you ask the Holy Spirit, should you ask if there's unforgiveness? Is there something hindering the Holy Spirit from breaking through and healing, and God healing? But that opens up a whole other door that we can touch on at a different time. But right now, know that gift of healing, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, is in you. I don't care if you've only been a Christian a week, a day, or 30, 40 years. If you have received the Holy Spirit, this is in you. You have that gift of healing. And you don't need to be eloquent. You don't have to have fancy words coming out of your mouth. You can mumble and stumble over your words all you want because you're coming in the authority and power that's in Christ, that is in you through His gift, because His Spirit is of, brings this gift, and His Spirit lives in you. That's what's in us. So this is a supernatural gift of healing that God performs through us. We just have to be obedient to follow it. And if you forget those steps, don't worry about it. Just be faithful and ask the Holy Spirit and pray. There is no perfect formula. We're trusting God because it's not me that heals or you, it's God that does it. This is the gift of healing. The working of miracles. What is that? That is the manifestation of power beyond ordinary course of natural law. Something happens that just isn't supposed to happen. Okay? Something that could not be done naturally. Impossible to be done naturally. God can do these things. God can do these. We've heard testimonies of people who've had metal plates in their arms and backs and legs, and they dissolve, and what they were meant to fix was fixed. God regenerated muscles and bones and things like that. We've had that happen. God can do miracles, and He can do miracles through you. Miracle situations. Yes, that's right. Even our child that's coming, that's here, because she can hear every word, is a miracle in and of itself. I shared our testimony with some of you guys. We were, for 5 years, trying. And everybody was pressuring us to go to a fertility specialist. We finally broke down and said, okay, last year, and scheduled an appointment. And the day before the appointment, both of us woke up, apart from each other being told this, not to go. Don't go. Nothing is wrong, which, by the way, was prophetically spoken to us before by Hubie. So, God was just being gracious and patient with us because He knows our humanity. That's right. Saves us a lot of money too. Amen to that. But He woke us up the day before and said, don't. So we both said, no, we have an uneasy feeling about this. So we canceled the appointment that day. 3-4 months later, we found out she's pregnant. This is God. He does this. And he did it through many people. Because we've had many people praying for us. Most are in this room right now praying for us. But that's how He does, the working of miracles. And the last thing I want to talk about today, but before I do that, I want to release this gift in you guys right now. Would you get in that receiving position again? Get comfortable with that position, because we do that a lot here. Because we believe in what God wants to impart and release into our lives. You know, we're not here to have a good service. We're here to be impacted by His presence. So Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I just release that supernatural willingness to move in the power of Your miracles. To be able to just, with the supernatural faith, declare, Lord God, in our hearts and with our mouths, who You are and that You can do anything. Just as Mary, the mother of Jesus, declared, nothing is impossible for God. We just declare that. And we make that a part of who we are in the knowledge of, that nothing is impossible for God. So we just release Your gift of miracles within us as we pray over ourselves, our families, and those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. And the last thing I want to talk about today is prophetic. Prophetic. What is prophecy? gift of prophecy. It's defined as divine disclosure on behalf of the Spirit, an edifying revelation of the Spirit. In other words, simple English, God is speaking to us through each other. God reveals, speaks to us through one another. Now, this is different from the office of prophet, because there are some who are truly called to be a prophet. But every single one of us can operate in the gift of the prophetic, in prophecy. Every single one of us. Okay. We just have to be open to it. We have to be willing to do this. For many years, this church was not because of me. Because I didn't believe in it, or I believed in it, but I didn't believe in the people doing it. So I would not allow anyone. And it was quenching the Holy Spirit. And I did repent. And thank God the prophetic has been released in our church. You know, but this is a lie of the enemy that I believe. And many people believe that. They don't believe in the prophetic. But God does speak. Now we are tested with Scripture, God's character, and His principles and what He says and who He is. But also we understand that man comes into play too. So we have to just be respectful of that as we receive and as we speak. That's why when God gives me a word, my role is to speak it without adding anything to it as much as possible. Because I know it's hard sometimes translating what you hear from God, from the Holy Spirit, to the way we talk. But my job is not to add anything to it or take away anything to it, but as best of my ability to lay it out there. Now, it was interesting. One of my first experiences was somebody who said, "Thus saith the Lord," and then he would go into, "He wants to download something into you." So you'd go from the King James English to very modern lingo, and I'm going, this is just so funny. But nonetheless, it was the Word of God coming through, and he was doing the best he could at that time. But we listen, and it's the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Now, what is the purpose of the prophetic? Well, what did we just read in 1 Corinthians? It is for the benefit of all. In other words, it's to edify the body. What does it mean to edify the body? Build the body. What does it mean to build the body? Bring the body closer to God's heart and the mind of Christ. That's the purpose of the prophetic. To know Him, to be closer to Him. To know His heart for me, for the situation, for us, so that we can be closer to Him. So we can line ourselves up with His heart and His thoughts. Because I may be a little bit off, but the prophetic is going to steer me in place. I may be insecure, unsure, but the prophetic gives me confidence in what God's doing. It's a confirmation. It's not to tear down. It's to speak life, spiritual life into people. Because God is life. Even in admonishing, it's done with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. In other words, it's encouraging. It's saying, hey, let's get it together. Let's do this together. Let's get it move in the right direction. When we prophesy, one of the things that we've been taught is to speak to the person where they're meant to be, not necessarily where they are. What I mean by that is they don't need to hear where they're wrong as much as they need spoken to them where they should be going. You know, God says, if God speaks to me to tell somebody, to encourage them, to build their faith in an area. My job is not to say, well, God's telling me you haven't had faith here, that, you know, you've been falling short here, he's disappointed in you in this area, you know, so now you need to get it right, and let's have faith. That does not build anybody's faith. That makes you feel like garbage, like you failed God. And that's not the purpose. The purpose is, hey, you might have struggled in this area before, but God wants you to know, moving forward, he wants to work with you, strengthen you, build this area of faith in you so that you won't have to struggle anymore. I mean, it'll be more specific. I'm just giving you a general thing, however God speaks. But that's the purpose of the prophetic. It's to build. But here's something I heard this week, and we heard it twice. My wife and I were listening to a message by Bill Johnson this week, and he said something really awesome about the prophetic. It does two things. It either foretells the future, line us up to something that's going to happen, or it changes the present. Those were his quotes. It foretells the future or changes the present. And I love that. Because, yes, so a lot of times we think about the prophetic as something to come. You're speaking to me about something to come. Yubi was speaking to me words of encouragement every single time I needed it about a future spouse. The Lord would tell him, hey, you need to call this guy because he's having a rough moment. And out of the blue, Yubi would call me. And I'm so grateful for that because it built my faith and encouragement, kept me going till the time I met my wife. But there's an element of the prophetic that's for today. We always declare that the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy, which means what Jesus is doing for me right now can be prophetic when received by you, that he can do the same to you. So you might hear something shared today, somebody giving glory and praise to God. See, that's why when we do this, we encourage you to say, don't hold it. Don't say, I'm shy. Because your prophetic testimony could be prophetic to someone here. It could build faith in them and speak into their lives. My testimony of how God saw me through this may encourage and be prophetic to the person on this side who's going through similar things that God's going to build. It may be meant for them, and you're robbing God of the glory and robbing them of being ministered to by God, but you're also robbing yourself of being the minister and to someone. That's why we are an equipping church, a body that ministers to the body. Because it's you that have as much impact on anyone else here as I do, or anyone that stands in this altar. We are a team. We are the one body of Christ. And this prophetic is a powerful tool, a powerful thing, a powerful part of this body. Foretells the future or reveals something God wants to do in the present, changes the present. So right now, would you stand with me? Just get yourself in the receiving position right now. The Holy Spirit's telling me to remind you that, you know, prophetic comes in those words of knowledge that we talked about last time. But for many of us who aren't comfortable with that yet or know or realize that, it could be just something tugging at your heart or on your mind that the Lord just places. When you feel like you need to just, why is this person on my mind? Why should I call them? Or why did I think this about that? So Lord, I just right now release in the name of Jesus your prophetic gift into each one of us. That first foremost, that everyone here says, I accept it. I receive it. And though I may not be proficient in it yet, I will be faithful and take a step of faith to just share what's on my heart and speak your words, because his grace will redeem it. And if you're edifying, you're not going to go wrong if you're building. So we just release that, Father, and we ask for more. For those that have the gift of prophecy, who are flowing in it, we ask for more. We ask heaven open up and more is released. For those that are walking in the office of prophet, we ask for more. More release, Lord. Yeah. We just ask for your prophetic gift to just be free here. That, Lord, we know your heart more than we ever have before. Be closer to you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just continue to receive.
Just felt like what I've been hearing in my spirit is that one word from God can change any circumstance. And I just felt like there was a lot of us who needed a specific change in our right now circumstance. And so just lift up your hands and just, Lord, we just receive that one word that changes everything. In our situation, we had a lot of statistics that were against us. A lot of people said, oh, this can't happen because your age. We got married at 33. We started trying at 34. When we went to the doctor, I was 35. So he gave me all of the statistics that were oh so uplifting. I blocked out all of the numbers, but I'm a math girl. So when you talk numbers to me, I understand it in a way that some people are like, huh? And it was difficult. It was difficult to hear all of those statistics against what we felt like God wanted to do and then make a choice to line up with what God wanted to do and not the statistics. And I really felt like there were people in the room that had specific things going on that maybe everyone else has said, it's not going to happen or give up. And I just want to impart to you that gift of faith that says, I'm not giving up. I'm standing right here where I am, and I will have the victory in Christ no matter what, because I'm not taking a step back and I'm not taking a step over. I will not be filled with fear. I will be filled with that supernatural faith in Jesus' name.
So this morning when we were in prayer, the word that we got was unbridled. And to run like wild horses. The Lord wants to break us free from the bondages that we've been in. I know you can't hear me right. The Lord wants to break us free from the bondages that we've been in, to be able to run wild, to be able to run free with him, to be able to do what he wants us to do without restraint or restriction. So when you get into your groups in a few minutes, ask the Lord what it is that you need to break free from and ask somebody else to cover you with that. If you guys could get into groups of like three or four, that would be great. And then see what the Lord says.